Okay, Chevra. What I'd like to discuss with you today is the last topic that we'll cover in Tochein, and that's the Shaila of Tochein on something which is not Gidulei Karka. And this discussion begins with the Trumas Hadeshen in Simin Nunbov. The Trumas Hadeshen speaks about Misha Eino Yachol Lil Os Yafe Beshinov. The yesh lefan of basar she'eino rach kigon sli shehu kasher alos, a person who can't chew well, and there's some hard meat that's sli, and it's difficult to chew. Shari leilachto chabasar b'shabes dak b'sakin ula achol achar kach al olav. The shayla is: are you allowed to cut up the meat dak with a knife and to eat it afterwards or not? That's a shayla. In other words, I have some meat that's sli. It's hard for me to chew. Am I allowed to cut this meat into small pieces or not? So Zok the Trumas Hadeshen, that Yired Shari Kahaygavna. He thinks it's mutter to bichotech this basar tzli, and don't aser out mandaparim, silka, etc. Because de yesh lomar, de gabe ochlen lo shayetchina, ella midi de urche letchon. Kigon chitin o saorin kahay gavna abashar oichlin loy. Zakt the Trumas Hadeshen, Tosvis and the Rush assume that there is no tchina by ochlin. By that they mean those ochlin which are not ordinarily ground. There is no iser of tchina on, but chitin, saorin, and silka. There is going to be tchina on. And when the Rambam says that ein tchina beperos, he also means this type of thing. That's something that's ro'ei la'achila, there is no tchina on. I, the Yireyim, Asers, being tochein bread, and bread is ro'ei la'achila, nonetheless, it doesn't seem like he's really going with that Yireyim. Point one. So the Trumas Hadeshen begins by quoting these Rishonim that there's no Tchina on Ochlan. So the meat, there's no Tchina. I ate in Peres and Lechem. So he says, well, Basar is not Dome. I'm just reading his words. V'lo domila eitzim peiris v'lechem, de'inhu kuli gidulin min ha'aretz, v'yesh b'minon t'china, kigon tevua v'kitnius, de'ikar t'china shayich b'hu, avol basar de'in gidulin min ha'aretz, yesh lo ma ba'ochel kazeh l'kuli alma lo shayich b'hu t'china. Zok the Zakti Trumas Hadeshen. All of the cases when there is Trina with something that's Gedulei Karka. But when you have an Eichel that is not Gedulei Karka, so there is no Trina. And he quotes, we have the idea by Ma'amer, that Ein Ma'amer Ella be Gedulei Karka. And even though that's a Machlokas Abaye and Rava, but everyone is going to be masked by Tochein, and there's only Tochein by Gidulei Karka. Since Tosfos wrote that there's no Tchina at all by Ochlin, and the Rush said that, so Memela, we will combine that with Gidulei Karka. In other words, I think the Pashtus in this Trumas Hadeshen is that he's Mekel on being Tochein Basar, but it's Taref the opinions that there is no Tchina by Ochlin at all. Since the Rush and Tosfos say there's no Tchina by Ochlin, even though there are Cholkim on them, but everyone will say that when you have a combination of Ochlin and something that's not Gedulei Karka, so then it's going to be Mutter L'Kulei Alma. That is what the first paragraph of the Trumas Hadeshen concludes. Let me hear from Ari.
So if you have Ochlin that's not Gedulei Karka, but it is normal to be ground up.
Ochlin? marrow that is normal to ground up, but it is...
And meat could be like that.
Wait. We have to do the next paragraph in transcendation.
We also said that by milking a cow, a cow might be eating to do the cow.
So let's first finish the Trumas Hadeshan, then we'll make these ha'aros. Then the Trumas Hadeshan says, based on this svara, maybe can you be mako on being chotech basar chai letzorech ofos? So he says, no, that I can't be mako on, because the basar is not roi la'achila. Basar chai, raw meat, is not roi la'achila. So I can only be mako on cooked meat. Right? In other words, what the Trumas Hadeshan is saying is I have a shita of Ein Tchina Ba'ochalem at all. I'll be mitzarek that with Ein Tchina Ba'gadulei Karka. But if something is not an oichel, raw meat is not an ochel. Ochel means something that you can eat. So raw meat is going to be usur to be tochein. Would I say that someone who can't chew, so for him even cooked meat is not an ochel? So Zakti Trumas Hadeshan, no, I follow Rov B'nai Adam, right? Azlina Basar Ruba de Alma. Basar B'chai, de lo shayach l'shum Adam, even though it is shayach to klovim, etc., lav l'hachi kaimi, and therefore ein l'hatir, right? There are dogs who could eat Basar Chai, but the Basar Chai is intended to be used for B'nai Adam. So therefore, basar chai, from the perspective of rove, is not yet food. So I'll answer the basar chai. So the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshan seems to be that the iser to be chotek basar chai is an iser of tochek. I'm only going to be mego on basar tzli, because basar tzli is an oichel. And I combine the shitos that there's no tchina on an ochel. But basar chai is not an ochel. Yes. There are some who eat it, but Rav don't eat it. Right? We follow Rav. Ad kan, right? The beginning. Or the beginning of paragraph 2. Then he adds the 2. D'yeshlanu liga bay mishom iser shivuye ochel u'mishom mitrach ba ochel kahi deperak mishahech shech shabbos kufnun hei. Moreover, we have to deal with this from the perspective of Tircha ba'ochel and the perspective of Ashvuye ochel. Ad kan divrei Trumas Hadeshan. Now, effectively, you read this Trumas Hadeshan, and he's mefalfel a lot about whether it is Tchina by Gedulei Karka. His conclusion seems to be that in order to violate Tochein, it has to be Gedulei Karka by an Eichel. Something that's not Ochel, there can be tochein on, even though it is not gedulei karka. But then at the very end, after he's talking about being tochein basar chai, so he says, well, the iser here might be based on shivuye ochel or ashruche ba'ochel, which is a gemara Shabbos kufnum hei. Now, there are a number of issues with this Trumas Hadeshan. One issue is that we're not going to speak about in such great length. He's quoting both Shavuye Ochel and Ashruche Ochel at the end, and he's also talking about Tochek. What's the Isser? Ultimately, by raw meat, if I grind the raw meat up, is the Isser because it's Tochek? Is the Isser because Ashruche Ochel? Is the Isser because Shruche Ochel? What's the Isser? It's not clear. Tochek. It could be he's moving away from Teichen entirely. It could be he's saying that there's no Teichen at all on meat. In Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Tes, it says that Basar Mavushal, I'm allowed to grind up Dak Dak. Basar Mavushal Otzli, I can grind up Dak Dak. But Basar Chai, I should not grind up because Kamash Vilei Eichel. Because I'm making it Eichel. That's what the Rambam writes. Hey, Mechaber says, you're allowed to cut Basar Mavushal, or Basar Tzli. Rambam says, Basar Chai, raw meat you can't cut because it's Mash Vilei Eichel. And he says, then look in Simen Shin Chaf Dalet. The problem is, in Simen Shin Chaf Dalet, we paskin that ashbuye oichel is mutter. So the Taz asks this kasha, and the Taz therefore says, and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katam Lamed Dalid quotes this Taz. He says that the Gra agrees with this also. The Taz says that lahalacha, you're even allowed to grind up ruah meat on Shabbos. No? The Taz is saying, I can grind ruah meat on Shabbos. Because the Ramah asks to give it to animals, let's say. The Ramah asks to be tayyibin al hashuye oichel, but the Ramah is so saying himself in Shinchat Dalid, where we pass in that ashuye oichel is mutter. Therefore, la halacha, the Taz says, I'm allowed to grind up raw meat. Now, this entire hesber, what the Ramah is saying, and then the steam and the Ramah, etc., is based on an understanding that the end of the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that the Isser is an Isser based on Ashuye Oyechel, or Mitrach Oyechel. And somehow, we assume that there is zero Isser in grinding raw meat, mitzad the din of Tochein. There's only an Isser mitzad making it into food. One could have learned the Trumas Hadeshen, however, that the Trumas Hadeshen in the Maskana is saying that there's an Isser of Tochein on grinding raw meat. Because the Gemara later on says something of, or the Trumas Hadeshen is not really clear about it, but we could have learned the Maskana, there's an Isser of Tochein on raw meat, based on the svar that we said beforehand, which is that we're only makal on tochein on cooked meat because it's an ochel, because it's ready to eat. But something that's not ready to eat is not a din ochel, and therefore there would be a malacha of tochein. The Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Zayin, by the way, you have to spend a lot of time on these Chazon Ishes. The last five paragraphs of the Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Zayin is talking about this Trumas Hadeshen. And he says a number of pilpulim within the Trumas Hadeshen. It's not exactly clear what the Chazon Ish concludes. We'll make a few points over here within the Chazon Ish. But the first paragraph of the Chazon Ish in Shinchaf, the paragraph again is Simen Shinchaf Aleph. The Chazon Ish basically says, that this Hezber, or the classical Hezber of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Trumas Hadeshen L'maisa Aser is based on Ashvuye Oichel, that would lead to steering the Ramah. If the Trumas Hadeshen is asering Lamaisa based on Tochein, because it's not considered an Ochel, so then he'd have a steer in the Mishnah Brura. Because the Mishnah Brura is Mekel on being toichin la'achar zman, and the Chazon Ish is inclined that you can never be mekel on this toichin la'achar zman. Meaning, if I'm correct, I think what this paragraph of the Chazon Ish is saying is that the Trumas Hadeshen is only mekel on toichin of meat, even meat that I could eat already. He's only mekel behitz tarif the Rashba of toichin la'altar. The Chazon Ish, and in the Arches Shabbos, he quotes that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that this is the Pshat in the Chazon Ish. But then the Arches Shabbos writes, he doesn't know where Reb Chaim Kanievsky saw this in the Chazon Ish inside. I think if you read this first paragraph slowly a few times, the Chazon Ish is really saying that we're only makel on tochein by something that's not gedulei karka if it's also la'alter. Good? That, I think, is nekuda rishona in the Chazon Ish. And then we'll move on to some of the points that others made. Yeah, Chazon?
What are the issues of Ashuya Alko?
Ashuya Alko is an Issa Derabbanon. It's an Issa Derabbanon that it looks like you're making a real change. It's like a Nolad Molad type of Issa. I don't think it's an Issa Derabbanon in terms of Malachos. It's something.
Whether
there's matzah patish on food is a big machlekes. The beer halacha and shinya test discuss that. I don't think we're saying that's matzah patish. I think we're saying that's an issur derabbanan of molad or nolad or something along those lines. It's not out the malacha. Again, there's a machlekes in Shabbos Kuf Nun Hey. Machlekes Rav Huna against Rav Chista. About whether there's an issur of ashvuye ochel and issur of true cheba ochel, and we pask in Shin Chafdal there's no issur of ashvuye ochel, so that would be the stira in the Ramos. Okay, now basically Trumas Hadashin I think is saying that we're only makel on tochein by something that's not gedulei karka if the thing is a food already. And yesh la'ayin a few points on this Trumas Hadashin. Point one is that the Trumas Hadashin is saying that meat is not gedulei karka. But we had a Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the base. When Tosfos discussed in the terms of the Malacha of Mefarik as a Tolda of Dush, Tosfos says, well, maybe animals are gedulei karka. So the Trumas Hadashin might be arguing on that Tosfos. This is a ha'ara that was made by the Shulta Giborim on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis B'dapei Harei. The Shulta Giborim asks, Trumas Hadashin, you're telling me that there is no din of Tochein when it's not Gizumai Karka, but what about the places on Ayin Gimel? It's a good kasha. I'm going to one-up the kasha. I'll one-up the kasha a teeny bit. And the kasha can be asked also from Melach. No? If you remember, we encountered this Tosefta in Perek Tesvav. Right? The Tosefta Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Gimel. Tosefta said that Ein Beraskin Es Hadaveilo Lefnei Hazakenim. Right? So he asks the kasha, Frekta Chazanish, Lifnei Hazakenim means that the elderly people are sitting there, they need to eat right away. Why can't I be merasik the Devela? Didn't the Rashba teach me that Tochein La'alter is Mutter? So the Chazanish had a razzle-dazzle approach. Chazanish says, yeah, Tochein is Mutter La'alter according to the Rashba when you're Mechatech Mechatechos. But Tochein, when you are Kotesh, when you're Merasek, when you're Mamish, crush it, that is not going to be Mutter La'alter. Remember that? And we said that this fits in nicely with this Sfas Emes, that Purim or Paris Silka is a Tolda, and the real Malach of Tochein is, like the Rabbi Nochanan said, Kotesh. Right? We had a whole beer that we said. Okay, very nice. The Chazanish is assuming, and the Magen Avraham of Cutting Your Dollar assumes this also, that the word merasik in that Tosefta really means to crush, not just to cut. This is two explanations, two beurim in the commentaries on the Tosefta, and the Minchas Bikurim on the side of the Tosefta. And the Minchas Bikurim is implying that the Iker is that the word merasik means to be Choteich. And the Magen Avraham felt the Iker is that it means to be Kotesh. But the Minchas Bikurim assumes that the Iker is to be a Kotech. So, okay, Zosain. But we had another problem. We suggested that Chazanish, you're telling me that in Miraz in the Sadavela, the thing has a means don't press it because that's the Iker Teichin. But this Tosefta's Al Karchach are not talking about the Iker Din of Tochein, because the Tosefta says also that Ein Meraskin is Ha Melach. Salt, you can't be Merasik. And we ask, but salt, there's no Tochein on. The Trumas Hadeshin says there's no Tochein on salt. That's not Gedulei Karka, no? How come then the Tosefta says that there's Tochein on salt? And the Gemara in Beitza Yudalid speaks about tochein on salt, no? Doesn't the Gemara speak about how do you do tochein on yontif? And one of the things are like melach and pilpalin. How can it be tochein on salt? Salt, we know from the Gemara and Ayin Gimel, is not gidulei karka, right? So we, in our youth, we said one approach. The approach that we suggested was that maybe the entire Tosefta is not talking about the malacha of tochein as a malacha, but it's talking about the din of din d'chol. Right? We have this razzle dazzle approach at the end. It's possible. But in 2 minutes, I want to say a different mahala. Okay? So right now we have one kasha on the Trumas Hadeshen from the Taisus and Ayin Gimel. Kasha 2 on the Trumas Hadeshen is from the Tosefta about Melach. Right? Trumas Hadeshen says there's no tochein on something that's not gedulei karka. Alright, what about the Taisus that says that animals are gedulei karka? Question 2, what about the Tosefta that says that there is tochein on Melach? Right? Yeah, we can get out of that good stuff that makes sense about tochein, but I wanted to say a different beer in 3 minutes. Question 3. On Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara on Ayin Dalet on the Beis, in the Sefer Shabbos. By the way, we're learning Shabbos this year, and we're up to Ayin Dalet on the Beis. We're not up to this Gemara in the Rashi yet. Haiman de Ober Chavita, Chayiv Mishum Zayin Chatois, no? If I make a chavis, I make an earthenware barrel. So I have 7 katos. Among those 7 katos, shteit in Rashi, is when I take the rigve off, where I take the clunks of dirt and I squeeze it, grind it, I'm chayiv mishum tochein. Tochein! Dirt! Dirt is not gidulei karka. Gidulei karka means it grows in the ground, no? I have, for example, mashama adamadzayim, yeah? I have a halacha that the schach I put on my sukkah has to be gidulei karka. Am I allowed to put dirt on my roof and say that that counts as chapan sukkis? Ari, am I allowed to do that?
It's not
gidulei karka. Gidulei karka means it grows from the ground. Karka is not gidulei karka. Right? So I got a problem. My problem is that how can there be tochein on afar? And by the way, tochein on afar is something that actually makes it to the big book that we call Shulchan Aruch. No? In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Beis, it says, if you have tit on big day, you have some dirt on your garment, so mishavshepo mibifnim, because it doesn't look like malabin, nafachot, I can't rub the dirt off, Mibachot, that's domitza malabein. V'yesh mefarshim dahani mililach. Avo yavesh is usher. The heavy tochein. Right? The heter that I have when I have dirt. You know what dirt is? Dirt is dirt from the ground. You have dirt on your suit. So, Shulchan says you can be mishav shafai mi bithnim. Rub it off from the inside of your suit. No? Not from the outside. But Shulchan Aruch says, I can't do it if it's yavesh. Because once it's yavesh, it's going to be a malach of tochein. How's it tochein? It's dirt. Is there tochein on dirt? Apparently we see that Shulchan Aruch is paskening that there is tochein on dirt. Aye, the Trumas Hadeshen paskens it has to be gedulei karka. And the same Shulchan Aruch paskens that, like that Trumas Hadeshen. So how can we answer this kasha? Okay, again, so we have 3 kashas, ladies and gentlemen. Right? Taisus on Ayin Gimel on the base. We have a kasha from Melach and a kasha from Afar. 3 kashas on the Trumas Hadeshen.
By Afar, didn't we only say it's usually
carved
by
Rota? Ooh! Ah! Davi Noam just hit a home run, right? Like the Israeli baseball team. So, for some of them, just hit one. But the fact is, the Trumas Hadeshen is only saying that there's no tolchein by something that's not Gidulei Karka if it's a Ochel. If it's not an Ochel, the Trumas Hadeshen would say that there is tolchein. Ready? Even though it's not Gidulei Karka. So Afar is not, right?
These are the three kashas: Tosnayim, Gimel, and Melach, and Afar.
So we could say very easily that Afar is not an Ochel. Right? When you tell you to eat dirt, it doesn't mean that dirt is actually food. Right? Afar is not an Ochel. That's one approach. Another approach might be, by the way, to answer the Afar question specifically, the Prima Godin in the Mishpat Zos in Sifkat and Yod says that the din of Gidulei Karka that's required is not true by Karka itself. Karka itself might not be governed by these rules. Look at the end of that Prima Godin where he says this. I don't want to go too far afield. I don't think this is the mainstream answer. The mainstream answer is that Afar is not Leifal. And the Trumas Hadeshen is only made of his tarif that it's an Ochel Akrib. It's not the Tosis and the Rosh. If that's the case, so then maybe we could, going in reverse order, we can answer the Tosis about Melach with the story that we said last time. Salt is not. What? There's no Trumas and Maestris. I don't know if no Trumas and Maestris means it's not an Ochel, but say better, a little more. Salt is also not an Ochel, because salt is what we call a tarif. Right? People don't eat salt on their own. Salt is matnim, it flavors other food. But salt itself is not called an Ochel, right? Esav had a kasha, right? I think that Yossi is referring to. Esav's famous kasha is how to take shrimps and mice with some salt, but salt is not an Ochel on its own. Right? Salt is vehitarif other things. Tosfos on Ayin Gimel spoke about milking a cow and how you chayav mishum dosh. No, we could say the din of no trina with something that's not Gidulei Karka is true when something is an Eichel already. The milk that's inside the cow's udders is not yet an Ochel. The same answer of not being an Ochel is really the answer for everything. The milk, kozman, that's inside the animal's udders, it's not yet an Ochel. Therefore, what you want to tell me, right? That there's no, or, how do I say this? Tosfos on Ayin Gimel is discussing whether there's Dusha shall be Gidulei Karka. And Tosfos says that an animal is called Gidulei Karka. Right? So how can the Rashba say it's not called Gidulei Karka? The answer is that you're right, maybe the animal is called Gidulei Karka for those purposes. But by Tolkien, I'm only going to be Mingo, but it's tired of the fact that it was an Ochel beforehand. The animal is not an Ochel. The meat itself, right? If it's an Ochel, I can be Mekel. If it's not an Ochel, I can't be Mekel. I think that really answers the kasha. If you look in the New Trumas Hadeshens, the Trumas Hadeshen in notes 15 and 16 says, etc. Right? Meaning something that's impossible to eat, you're gonna be chayiv on tochein. Like raw meat, I'm chayiv al tochein on. Right? Again, according to one possible I'm chayiv on tochein for the raw meat. I'm chayiv on tochein for the raw meat. That means it's not called an ochel yet. That's why I'm chayiv from making it an ochel. And the milking of the cow also, I'm going to be chayiv for that reason. Yeah.
I was going to say
Well, I can be kosei shchitim. I can chew it. Right? The question over there is, and the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of this discussion, he says, yeah, I could chew it, but that's not the normal way to eat it, etc. But, and that's why I am chayiv, right. I'm chayiv, it's gedulei karka. And it's a type of thing, it's not yet an ochel. Because even though some people could chew it, but it's not something that most people eat. Okay, so effectively I have this Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen has a yesod that there's no tchina unless something is gedulei karka. We ask the number of kashas. Now, yeah.
The Baal HaMo'ar writes that the seven chatos you make for digging making a chavis involves digging. The Baal HaMo'ar does not include grinding as one of the seven chatos, only digging. Says the Shlisas HaShabbos in Oslam et Allah, he says, you know what? The Baal HaMo'ar does not include grinding because there is no halacha of grinding on dirt. You know why there's no halacha on grinding on dirt? Because dirt is not gedulei karka. That would mean that the Baal HaMo'ar is taking the extreme view that this din of not being gedulei karka is true even if something is not an eidah. What we are saying is that that's not the Mishat Nishumas Hadeshan. Nishumas Hadeshan is only saying it if it isn't Ulchar already. Now, the Shvisos HaShadis has a different Hezver at the end. Even within the Baal HaMo'ar, he asks the Kasha, either Yishami says that you violate Tochen if you take a piece of pottery and you scrape it. How can there be Tochen if you scrape pottery? Pottery is not Gedulei Karka. And what Baal HaMo'ar have to be chayiv. So he says, well, maybe what the Baal HaMo'ar means is that there's not toichen unless something is stuck together well. Chitim is stuck together well. But if I have dirt, the rigvei offer, they're not well stuck together. You're putting your hand, you go like this, and it becomes dirt. So that's his suggestion in the Shvisas HaShabbos. But I think the easier way of understanding the Baal HaMo'ar is just that the Baal HaMo'ar fundamentally disagrees. And the Baal HaMo'ar is saying that there's a rule that no tchina on gedulei karka. That is effectively what. He disagrees with the Prima Gadim entirely. Right? The Prima Gadim is punktfaket in the other direction. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Tamra. This is what I wanted to speak about. La Halacha, again, look in the Mishnah Berurah there in Trim Chavas. Tests in terms of the basic dinim, but la halacha most accept this trumas hadeshan la halacha, no? And assume that there's no tochein by foods that are not gedulei karka. I think that's the best hesber for everything. Okay, we should have a good day, we should have a mitzvah.